Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Oregon State needs a coach.
Yes.
Go Beavers! How about that?
If you know that, but they fired their coach.
I am familiar with that, yes. I think they need a new NIL guy. They need a new associate athletic director. They really need a new athletic director, but that probably isn't going to happen right away.
So, the next guy to throw his name in the ring, or did he, is Paul Christ.
Yeah.
Who is formerly the Wisconsin head coach. Mm-hmm. Hasn't really done much of any coaching since then.
I don't think so.
But he used to coach at Oregon State, of course, under Mike Riley. But, you know me, people choose their words carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they say things in a way for a reason.
Yeah.
I try to do that on the program. Okay?
Yes.
And then what ends up happening is people just interpret people don't. They're very bad listeners, and they don't actually listen to the word and how things were presented.
Yeah.
And so that's how they get in trouble of, like, hearing what, like, I'll often say, well, you're just hearing what you want to hear. Like, the listeners do this all the time. I didn't say that at all. You're hearing what you want to hear. That's how that happened.
Yeah.
So Paul Christ, I'm going to be very careful to say exactly what he said, and you tell me, did he say he is interested in the Oregon State job?
Okay.
He said, and this is in a text to the Oregonian, he said, quote, "Oregon State is a special place, and I would love to coach again."
That he wants that job.
End quote.
Yes.
He did not say, "I would want the Oregon State job."
He wants the Oregon State job.
He said, "Oregon State is a special place, and yeah, I'd love to coach again."
All right. This is like me saying, that blonde at the end of the bar is kind of a piece of ass, and I'm really horny. I mean, that's essentially, you may not be saying, I would like to sleep with that blonde at the end of the bar, but I think we can all read between the lines, and I would like to sleep with the blonde.
On top of that, you're like a five saying that. Can we add that caveat? Yes. Like, Paul Christ isn't being sought after for the two guys.
No one is beating down the door.
Yeah, the two guys that have thrown their name into the ring are two guys that Oregon State probably is not going to.
No, and I'll say this.
Around Ed Ogeron and Paul Christ. But I just thought it was interesting, his choice of words, because then after that he said, and that's really all I can say, because in the interest of being. So it's like, it's weird. It's weird verbiage, Paul. It's almost like he's saying, well, yeah, I want to coach, but ooh.
Yeah.
You know, maybe also he's trying to prevent being attached to any job so he doesn't look like an ass later. Like, he didn't put himself out there like Ed Ogeron, so to speak. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. Like, Ed Ogeron is a disaster. Do not go anywhere near him. Paul Christ did a nice job at Wisconsin. Like, he went 10-3, 11-3, 13-1, 8-5, 10-4, 4-3, that was the COVID year, 9-4, and then they started out really bad. They had the 2-3 record and they canned him. So, like, Paul Christ was 67-26, went to a bowl game every year, went to one Rose Bowl, lost. You know, I don't want a 64-year-old retread that can't seem to get another job.
He's 64?
Oh, yeah, I think he's 64.
Are you serious?
Are you serious, Clark? Let me pull it up.
He's older than I thought.
Oh, I lied.
Yeah, see, you're an idiot.
He's 60. I thought he was a little older. I may have been looking.
It
I
says
was,
here 59.
Well, he turns 60 this month, so would you?
He's 59. Again, we need accuracy, Jace.
In 2 weeks, he will be 60 years
old. What is today, the 30th? Yeah, more than 2 weeks. November 17th. I mean, what is your deal?
Don't age him up.
That's right. He's only 59.
I do not want a 59, soon-to-be 60 retread that doesn't really excite people. I've said it a million times. Go get someone that's in their 30s or early 40s, that's young, energetic, that came from a lesser program, that understands what it's like to work with less, that can encourage maybe the undersized kid to come to your program, that runs an exciting offense, that will put butts in seats, that's even if you're losing games, I want you losing games 52-48. That's fine. If you need to lose some games while you build it up, go do that. And that is not Paul Chryst. But if you do want a retread, you know.
Well, I could go
Paul
the
Chryst
route.
Paul Chryst was good at Wisconsin.
I see what you're saying, but I could definitely go the route of the older stabilizing force. I think that's important for Oregon State at this stage of the game.
Yeah.
And you're also probably there getting a guy who won't leave after 2 years if he has success. And that would be the Paul Chryst type, the Bronco Mendenhall type. I'm way more open to that than you are, but I get it. The Sac State coach, the go-go bro that you like, he's in the news recently. Did you see
I saw that he was...
well, we'll talk about it in our next
segment.
Just
the other day that he was kind of ruffling some feathers.
Well, he thinks college football is out to get them Sac State.
Yeah, the penalties that are being called on his team are not the fault of the team.
So we'll get to that next. And we also have UCLA v. the Rose Bowl. Something that has popped up today. But I did want to mention, in honor of Oregon State, we do get the Pac-2 supremacy battle this weekend.
Actually, we get the Pac-12 supremacy battle part one.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they play again in a couple weeks.
Which is just
But this is there's only two games. So this is a huge game, if you look at it that way. Washington State at Oregon State. From what I understand, Oregon State doesn't even know who's going to play at quarterback. And... the line is 3.5. That smells real fishy, fella. Real fishy.
You going to put some action on this one?
No, I just said it smells fishy.
That's what I'm saying. Then go the other way.
I'm not betting on Oregon State.
No, I bet on Wazoo, baby.
Well, but see, it smells fishy. I don't get it. Listen, Washington State is way better than Oregon State.
Yeah.
Washington State's not bad.
No.
Jimmy Rogers.
They have taken two really good teams, including Ole Miss, deep into the fourth
quarter. Oregon State doesn't even have a quarterback. Why are they only favored by 3.5? Dude, I am smelling a...
Take it. Take the Cougs.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
I'm not touching it.
I'll take the Cougs. No offense, but I just don't have a lot of faith in Oregon State right now.
I'm not touching it.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, if Murphy plays, maybe. Because he sucks.
You're going to talk yourself into a bet.
Who's the other guy? Johnson?
Jabari Johnson.
Yeah, Jabari Johnson.
Who's the white third stringer? I saw people on social media clamoring for him. Like,
oh, for God's sakes.
No.
I don't know.
Really? We're going down that road?
Yeah.
Look, you're 1-7. You don't need to clamor for anybody.
Oh, that's right. They did win, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. See, they're on a roll.
That white kid's not even listed on the depth chart, so I don't know.
Well, anyway, I'm just saying.
Guttridge?
Sure. You could have said any name right there. That's where I go with Fred Kessel, my ass. Yeah, you could come up with any name there, and I'm like, sure. Why not?
The odds makers are pretty good, man.
All I know is that
that's low
right now. I do believe the Beavs own the Pac-12 championship.
Do they?
They won last year. They beat the Cougs.
Okay,
but I mean, this year it is weird because you have bragging rights for all of like 3 weeks till you have to play them again.
And then what happens if they split?
I don't know.
Who gets the? It's like, is it by points?
I think you do that King Solomon thing where you saw the trophy in half.
Well, let's hope it's not a kicking contest to break the tie. We all know who. Win that one.
More a snapping contest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The kicking operation has not been the smoothest story. Oh, it's gotten a little better. Yeah, give them credit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.